everyone. May peace be on you all, and welcome to another episode of I'm a Muslim and That's Okay. And as always, I'm your host, Shella, and I am here with a solo episode. It's been a while since I've done one of these, but hey, as time necessitates. So, I mean, I know, and Ramadan is coming gone, and, you know, no Ramadan episode. I don't know. It's just, it's a really weird time to be alive. And apart from, you know, my physical, I guess, inability to do anything this Ramadan, and not just because I was fasting. That's the thing. I've been fasting my whole life. Come on. I'm like over 40 years old, and I've been fasting since like fasting regularly since I guess I was like 10 or something like that. So I've been doing this for a while. You know, you get into the groove of everything, and especially for me, I never really like felt it. I know a lot of Muslims, they're like, their big thing is like they feel hungry, but I've never been that kind. I never felt hungry, thirsty perhaps, tired perhaps a bit, but never hungry-ish as such. So, you know, I was expecting this Ramadan to be like all the other Ramadan, you know, you get a little bit tired and you take your short afternoon nap. But man, this Ramadan kicked my butt in more ways than one. First of all, hi, Mary Postway. Yeah, you guys can see her now. Like those who are on YouTube, they can see she made her entry. But anyway, more ways than one, my Ramadan had really taxed it out of me, because this time around, and I'm blaming menopause for everything, okay? Literally, that's what I'm doing. Because dang, nobody really prepares you for what's gonna happen during that. You hear about the hot flashes and everything, but man, the chronic fatigue is real, and that's what really took me out this Ramadan. I think like literally 75% of the time I was sleeping, and you feel bad. You're like, this is the time for prayer. You got to get up, do your prayer. But oof, I could barely make it through the day. But one good thing, you know, both my sons, they made it all 30 days. I'm so proud of them. I mean, that is hard, especially when you do it the first time. So proud of my babies. But me, yeah. I mean, I ain't getting no rewards on this Ramadan, but yeah. So, and the second thing is, I mean, I think all Muslims felt this one with how the situation is in Palestine. And of course, Sudan and all the other places, it really weighed heavy on my heart. You're there and you're like, how, I mean, even when we're fasting, you know, there's such an overwhelming sense of privilege that we have. Our fast is just temporary. Come 7:30, we'll be able to go back to normal, you know, eat, drink as we wish. And again, Ramadan is only a month. But for so many people who are existing under oppression, starvation, It really weighed heavy on my heart, and I really couldn't get into doing the usual things in Ramadan. So yeah, that's how it went for me. And I had my interviews, and I'm so happy with the interviews I did in Ramadan. And you know, that was my effort trying to at least push my content out and really help people realize that it's not just oppression and genocide in some parts of the world. It's a collective thing. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, please do. I'm so happy that I had Ty from the Red Mouth Collective come in and speak about collective liberation. It was a really great interview. It's an important one for us to especially realize that nothing exists in a vacuum. It never did, and especially now, it still doesn't. I mean, we are a global community, and we need to start acting like it. So please do check out that episode. And I'm still, like, again, with all that's going on in the world, Still approaching my 100 episodes, and I'm like, I don't know what to do anymore. You know, I decided I was not going to do my giveaway, but I was like, got to do something. And I was stuck in my head, and I was like, what to do? It can't be like, you know, the usual prize celebration sort of thing. So I finally came up with what I'm going to do for my 4 years and 100 episodes. And it sort of came about with one of the last videos I made and uploaded on YouTube. On Instagram. It's about doing the little things. If you were not subscribed to my Instagram, please do. You'll find it. My handle is at I'm a Muslim Podcast. You can see it on screen. And the links are always on the in the show notes. This is one of those like short videos that I really can't upload as an episode. So it's going to be on my Instagram, and I'll be doing my next set of videos on Instagram and on YouTube. Both places, my handle is at I'm a Muslim Podcast. And those, unfortunately, I can't really make them as a podcast. So please do subscribe to me on YouTube and follow me on Instagram. That's where my non-podcast related stuff is. But, you know, I'm going on and on about these videos. I haven't even told you guys what it is. I'm thinking of really doing a sort of series of videos called 100 Good Things. And these are, you know, they're more, I guess, my life experience videos about 100 things that we can do easily to really start making an impact upon our global existence. And I really feel strongly about this, that, you know, just like me, everybody else exists in a state of sort of helplessness when we see the amount of, devastation that is around us. But I think we forget that if we collectively do even small things, it makes an impact. So that's what this series is sort of encouraging people to do. Like, and again, I'm not the perfect person. Whatever I've experienced in life or learned in life are based on my personal experience. So I'll be making these videos in a hope that, you know, what I feel are good things that we can adopt. And I'll be putting it out there. And if, like, at any point I may be mistaken in my opinion, please do let me know. I'm always up to being corrected. But that's the thing. That is also part of the process. If we think that we're doing something good and it's not good, we need to be told so we can correct that and be on the path of doing good things, small good things that make an impact. So that's what my video series will be. It'll be 100 short videos that I'll be uploading on Instagram and on YouTube that you guys, if I'm hoping that it really encourages people to, you know, pick up small good things that they can do that does have an impact, even if we think that they're small or insignificant. I think that's the thing. We get overwhelmed by the big things going wrong, that we forget it is the small actions that eventually has, I think, domino effect, or as people put it, butterfly effect as well. They're important, and we need to do those things consistently. So that would be my contribution, my drop in the ocean, 100 things that I think that we can do collectively to make a difference. So please tune into that. They will be like, they will not be on schedule, unfortunately. It'll be, you know, I'll be recording at the 100 videos and uploading them on my Instagram and on YouTube accordingly. I also have a TikTok, but, you know, unfortunately, I don't post on that. That's why I never give out the address for that. But yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing for my 100 episodes and 4 years. Because I do feel it's a huge achievement, but at this point, it would be selfish to have, like, you know, selfish celebration, you know, 100 cake or balloons and stuff like that, especially with what's going on in the world. as with the purpose of this podcast when I started it, it was to create impact, even if it was just to change perceptions. And again, it's not about the number of people I reach or impact, even if it's just like one person. I'm grateful for that. That even if I can have an impact on one life, and I'm going to be continuing with that impact and purpose, that we have to do the small things. We have to do the small things to make a difference. We are a collective global community, and we can't go on believing that we don't make a difference. We do make a difference. And that's the thing. That's the great thing about the internet, is that now the collective has the power to really make a huge impact if we continue to do so. We're not distracted by other things, because, the way things are in the world, we can't afford to be distracted. We have to do what we can right now for not just our future, the future of our children and their children. It is imperative. So that's what this is going to be about, you know, just giving out small bits of practical things that we can do as a collective to make an impact, if nothing else, to change habits. I think that's the thing. When it comes to, you know, giving up certain things on certain lists, it's what really keeps us from doing it is habits. And the best way to break them is like through small, consistent steps. That's what I'm hoping to help like people do through these 100 Good Things video series. So that's what it's going to be. So if you have not been following me on YouTube and Instagram, please do. As I've mentioned before, the handle is at I'm a Muslim Podcast. You can find me both on Instagram and on YouTube with those handles. And I will still be doing my episodes consistently every 2 weeks. So I'm not giving up on that. I'm just adding this series of videos to that. And as always, 4 years, 100 episodes, my gratitude to everybody who's listened in for that long. I mean, I didn't think I'd get that far, but I'm so grateful. Thank you to everybody who's been there with me through this journey. And I hope that we together can create a better world for ourselves and our children. We have to. But that's what we have to do together. Y'all take care of yourself. May peace be on you all. Thank you so much for tuning in to I'm a Muslim and That's Okay. And if you wish to follow my social media for more updates, you can follow me on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube. All the links to those are in the show notes. And if you are on Apple or on Spotify or on Podchaser, please do give my podcast a 5-star rating. It really does help get me, you know, in the public eye. And if you wish to donate to support the podcast, you can do so through the PayPal link in my show notes as well. Take care.